Your station for Morecambe on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, Jim Bentley, the pre-season is now over, and looking at it on paper, it must have been one of the toughest pre-seasons I've ever seen. Three sides in Europe and the FA Cup winners.
Yeah, that's right. Championship sides, Scottish Premier League sides. But I think in all the games, we give a very good account of ourselves. We've rose to the challenge. We've looked decent enough, and you know, ideally, I wanted a non-league team or two in there. I think it's different football. It's a little bit more bread and butter. It's a little bit more what we might come used to in the season. But for the, you know, them not starting the season till a couple of weeks later, you know, the teams have come along who we've played, and as I say, I think we've done okay, and it's on to the main business now.
Wickham Wanderers away, and it's a tough old start to the season for you, isn't it? The fixes haven't been that kind.
They're all tough. You know, it's a tough league. It doesn't matter. You've got to play everyone twice, and they'll come thick and fast. You know, Wickham first up, we're all eyes are on that. We don't look any further than that. Certainly improved last season when Ainsworth took over. Got good players. You know, I've been keeping my eye on their results through pre-season. Had a scouting report on them. So, you know, we'd expect a very tough game. It's a big club at this level. You know, and as I say, they've got good players that can hurt you, so we'll have to make sure that we're up and at it, and we're prepared, right, which we will do. We'll go down on Friday and we'll get ourselves set up and ready to go. But, you know, we're confident and certainly capable of getting something down there, so, you know, we'll go into every game and think that we can win the game, and we'll give it our best shot, and then we'll move on to the next one. But certainly at the moment, you know, our eyes and concerns and everything else is set on Wickham.
Everyone knows that at the end of last season you had to release a few players, including people like Gary McDonald, big players for you over the past few years. But you brought some youngsters in who in pre-season have impressed and shown what they can do.
That's right. I think, you know, for the way football's gone, certainly I'm not the only club who's, or only manager at the only club who's got a, you know, had their budget cuts and cutbacks here and there, and that's what we've had to contend with. But you know, you can't just sit down and mope about it. You got to get on with it and do your homework through the summer, and certainly leading up to the summer, identifying the players that you'd like to bring in. Obviously, we lost some good players, you know, Gary McDonald, one of them, your captain, your vice captain as well, Lewis Alexander, certain, you know, Jordan Burrow had got a lot of potential, but we tried to replace them, you know, as individuals. And I think for what we've done and what we've got, I think, you know, it's not a bad summer's work for us, but it's important that we don't expect too much too soon. I know we've got to hit the ground running. We can't give the players time to you know, get up to speed and fulfil that potential. But it is what it is, and the players we've brought in have got to, you know, be disciplined, work hard, and hopefully they'll all go on to fulfil that potential at us, but sooner rather than later. And if they do, you know, I'm sure that we can be a decent side. I think we've proven, you know, in bits of pre-season, you know, just off the top of my head, the Wigan game, I think we were outstanding in that game. That was probably our best performance this pre-season. And a lot of the new lads are in there, so there's good signs there. We're looking fit and strong and disciplined and organised, and hopefully, you know, the lads who've come in will complement the lads that we've had, and we can go from stem to stem and upset a few this season.
The major blow for you has to be the injury to Jack Redshaw, last season's top goal scorer.
Definitely, yeah. It was when we got the news, I mean, totally, you know, nothing with the, there was no challenge on it, it was just a movement. And, you know, when he's come off and mentioned it, you know, he hasn't gone down in the game, you just think, oh, he's here to zip. But when he's had the scan, and he's obviously had to have an operation, when the news filtered through to myself, the staff, the lads, there seemed to be a bit of a black cloud over us, and you know, it seemed a little bit down that day in training. But you know, I just said to the lads, yeah, it's one of them things that happens in football. No one be more disappointed than Jack himself. We've just got to make sure that we rally down, we move the black cloud to the side, and we work hard and have a good go, you know, not just for ourselves, but for Jack as well, who's part of the family, part of the squad. It's a massive blow, you know, if Man United lost Van Persie, or Real Madrid lost Ronaldo, or whatever it may be, it's, you know, it's the same in our instance with Jack, because he was our top scorer last year, and one of our big players. So, We just have to make sure that we bat on. You know, one door shuts, one opens for someone else to stake the claim. And but what we've got players who are capable of going in and causing trouble and scoring goals. And hopefully Jack will come into a side that's doing particularly well around the Christmas period.
You've got a good core still of experienced players, your Barry Roaches, your Andy Wrights and your Kevin Ellison, and of course Stuart Drummond, who just, he must be nearly 40 than he is 30, and just seems to get fitter than ever.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's testament to himself. He's an unbelievable professional. You know, he's always been a fit lad. He's still in the top five or six of the club with regards to the fitness testing that we do. But, you know, I think last season we might have had seven over 30s in one starting 11, when you take into consideration the likes of McDonald, Fenton, Hainan. And this year I think we've got four left at the club over 30, so, you know, they've got to play their part this season. Roach, McCready, Drummond, Ellison, I think they're the only four over 30 at the moment. So, but we've got Mark Hughes, who's come in, who's going to be a good captain for us, and he's excelled in pre-season. He's got 200 and odd League One games under his belt. You know, Marcus Marshall's played quite a bit of football at this level, so they know what it's about, and it's up to them to make sure that they get round the younger lads and all muck in and bring that potential out in the group together.
You made Mark Hughes your captain. Was that an easy decision for you?
No one of them. When I met him, you know, I think you know, I had a little think on it. Obviously, I sort of like my defenders being captains anyway. Chris McCready was one that I looked at. Andy Wright, obviously. But I just think when I met Mark, and what I know about him, and you know, he's been captain at youth level at Everton reserves. He was captain at Northampton at 21. He's been captain of Queensland Fury when he's gone over there. So he knows what it's all about. He's vocal on the pitch. He's vocal off it. He's a good professional, leads by example. And, you know, he's a leader. You've heard him through pre-season, you know, geeing the lads up and getting behind them. And, you know, he's a very, very good player, and he's proven already what a good signing he is. And hopefully he can play his part in a successful season for us and lead the troops.
Looking back at last year, it was incredibly tight all year. Is every point vital in many ways?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to battle for every point. There's such a... The amount of times I said to you, the fine dividing line in games, it's very, very, you know, very. It's going to be very tight. But, you know, it's a challenge that we've got to rise to. We're going to have to battle for every point. You know, that's certain. Nothing's given to you in this league. I think in the conference, that was one of the differences I noticed when I played. You could play poorly some games and come away with a result, but certainly at League Two, you know, if you're not at it, you get punished. And as I say, one reason or another, whether it's a little bit of bad luck or, you know, one slip of individual error, you know, a few little games spring to mind throughout the season where we come away with nothing when we should have got at least one. But that's what happens, you get punished. But no, we're certainly going to have to battle for every point, as every team is. But it's a challenge. You know, we're getting written off. I think we're favourites to go down. We were second favourites the last 2 years to go down. We upset a few and, you know, finished in a respectable position. And it'll probably be the same again. Everyone's not giving us a chance, even more so now with no Jack Redshaw for the next couple of months. But, you know, we've got confidence in our own ability. We'll be organised, as I said. We'll be disciplined. We've got a great togetherness, and sometimes that can take you a long way. And we've got players who'll play that can hurt other teams. You know, big Kevin Ellison will always chip in with goals. You know, right throughout the squad, we look okay at the moment, and you know, we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we will go to places like Wickham, and we'll upset a few, and people will pick up the paper on a Sunday morning and go, you know, that's a shock result, and sooner rather than later, people will start fancying us that little bit more than what they do at the moment. But I love being an underdog. I was an underdog as a player. You know, some people ripped me off when we got promoted from the conference, but kept bouncing back and, you know, giving me all, and that's what the team's going to do as well. We're certainly going to every game believing that we can win that individual game. And as I say, we'll never look too far ahead, and we'll give it our best shot.
The Football League Live on BBC Radio Lancashire.